This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts studios. Thanks very much for joining us. We have on the phone our NFL correspondent from New York City. He is Kostaki Economopoulos. Kostaki, how are you, sir?
I'm great. Good morning, guys.
Hi, Kostaki. Hey.
Now, Kostaki,
what up, dude?
Been following the NFL, and of course, you are a biased observer of the NFL because you grew up in Greater Atlanta, and you are a Falcon fan.
Whee!
So let's get that done.
He is excited.
He's a Falcon fan, all right.
We're number one.
Yeah.
We're number one in the division.
Very
you guys
nice.
Are,
congrats.
You guys are great. And Julio Jones, as they say now, had a game.
He had a game. 300 yards.
That's nuts.
Julio went so far, he's no longer down by the schoolyard.
Wow.
The schoolyard.
God, I hate that song.
I love it.
I'm with Tom on this one.
Me too.
I love that song,
and I enjoyed the joke, Kostaki. Thank you.
I didn't say I didn't enjoy the joke.
Oh, I know you did.
I hate that song.
Something, blah, 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 blah.
Me and Julio.
Hey, before we move on, I want to mention.
It was against the law.
It was against the law. Okay, wait a minute. I like it now.
I wasn't sure what that song was about.
My dad was a DJ for a while and claims they were not allowed to play it for a little
bit. Sounds like it's about some kind of abuse. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like a drug dealer.
Let's just move on. We have, today is 10-4, October 4th, so we're going to do a bunch of trucker requests. I just handed my first stack of them,
Roger,
which we'll get to shortly. I'm sorry, Kostaki. Back to you. What else is happening in the NFL?
Well, Julio had the 300 yards. Matt Ryan had 500-plus yards, and they keep calling this game historic. I'm like, slow down. This isn't the Treaty of Versailles. It's not historic. My kid's never going to learn about this in history class. Honey, did you memorize the presidents and Julio's top 10 games? Cam Newton, diagnosed with a concussion.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
League officials became suspicious when Newton couldn't remember where he put his crazy-ass hat.
He loves that hat, man.
He wears some crazy hats lately. What was Newton's post-game hat this week? A beret full of ice? I'm just guessing. Cam Newton's taken more hits than any other quarterback. He's been hit more than a joint at Josh Gordon's house.
Let me hit that.
I would have gone with bong, but I get the joke. Now, Kostaki, we were talking about this earlier. Obviously, you being a socialist hippie probably have shared many a joint. Do you share popcorn? If you go to a movie with a male friend, would you share the popcorn? My contention is no, because God knows where your friend's fingers have been.
I can't believe you guys.
No, I would never share popcorn with a buddy.
I'm not a big popcorn guy, but I'm not opposed to the premise. I'm okay with that.
You don't like popcorn?
I don't. It's not in my top 30 snacks.
What? Wow.
What?
Who has 30 snacks?
What's your
and I've been overweight all my life.
That's saying something if it's not in the top 30.
What's your top snack? What do you get when you go to a movie?
I don't usually snack at a movie.
What?
I eat before I go to the movie.
That's un-American, Kostaki.
What do? You go get a gyro or a hero or a gyro, whatever the hell you call it.
I like nuts for snacks. I like, pistachios are my favorite.
Those are great.
Too much work.
They're worth it, I say.
You know, you can get them in a bag now without the...
I know. And that's, they're so good, I don't dare.
Like a big handful of stuff.
That's the natural. You got to fuss with them.
Kostaki, when you go to games, do you have a favorite stadium snack?
At a stadium, I'll usually indulge in like a beer and a hot dog kind of thing.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I like that.
But no popcorn.
Not traditionally, no. I don't understand the appeal of how did that become the go-to snack? I don't get it.
Because it's delicious and delightful.
Yes.
You know who loved popcorn?
Who? Oh,
Paul Newman.
What?
Oh, he had his own brand and
of
everything.
Of course.
Yeah.
And it's a great charity thing. Try Mr. Newman's popcorn if you're an American. Back to you, Kostaki.
you've upset him on two levels.
I like chips.
Boy.
I like all kinds of chips, corn chips.
You didn't say, oh, my God, tell me more about Paul Newman, and you hate popcorn.
You like corn chips, but you don't like popcorn. That's interesting.
What about Greek food? You like Greek food?
I like guacamole. Of course I like Greek food.
You being of Greek heritage.
What's your favorite Greek? Like the shawarma? What is that?
That's not Greek.
That is not Greek, yeah.
What
is
Middle Eastern.
Sounds like. Same thing.
No.
I had Greek food last week. It was wonderful.
I love a good moussaka.
Have you seen this place called Popcorn?
Oh, I pronounced it wrong. I'm sorry.
Popcornopolis?
Right. I didn't mean to sound correct.
No, I would prefer to know the correct. It's moussaka.
I say moussaka.
Okay,
moussaka.
I would trust you over
moussaka. Moussaka.
My Middle Western upbringing.
And tonight's a moussaka.
Moussaka, moussaka.
Stars Annetta
yeah.
Funicello.
A moussaka.
It's a beautiful song.
I never heard your Lawrence Welk. I'm in love with it.
Hey, I can tie this right in. Because if I'm not mistaken, Kostaki Economopoulos, Thursday the 13th of October, will be in Jamestown. Are you in Jamestown, North Dakota?
Yes, sir.
At the Corner Bar. And then Friday, you're in Minot, North Dakota at the Landing.
Yes, those are some
Is
great
Lawrence
gigs.
Welk from, wasn't he North?
He's from North Dakota.
North Dakota,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. That all
Absolutely.
That all ties in by total randomness.
Steamboat, North Dakota.
Okay, I'm really surprised you don't like popcorn, Kostaki.
I don't dislike it, but it's like again, it doesn't make the top 30 snacks.
That's God.
Look, I'm sorry. Back to football.
What anything, he's more happening? Indifferent to it than.
There's so many good snacks.
Are you aware of this popcorn place called Popcornopolis?
No.
Yeah, it's evidently a chain across the country, and the Texas Rangers are having for the baseball playoffs. They're having something called the Popcornopolis Pita. It's smoked brisket, macaroni and cheese served on a pita bread and topped off with caramel corn from Popcornopolis.
That's the least Greek-sounding thing ever.
I'm just telling you. I think the Greeks came up with
it's three great things that don't go together.
Yeah, well,
Three great things that don't go together.
We will bastardize some ethnic food, won't we?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, why not put, you know, cotton candy on...
They probably got that. Cotton candy, Fritos, barbecue corn chips,
and filet mignon. It doesn't make sense.
And dunk it into some Captain Morgan.
They're just taking random stuff and mixing it up that doesn't make any sense.
I got the three sweetest words in the English language. You guys know what those are?
No.
Is it I love you? No.
What is it?
It's a girl? No. It's the Patriots lost. Oh, so happy. The Bills beat the Patriots 16-0. Usually Bills only crush the middle class, but...
really? A nice sorrowful joke about those that are struggling. Thanks.
I thought it was some fine satire.
Hey, Kostaki, are you going to meet with Gus Hall and your fellow Reds tonight to watch the vice presidential debate?
I might watch a little of that.
Well, no, Reds.
Popcorn.
I'm being told by my podcast co-host, Jess, that the popcorn is used for a movie snack because it's quiet when you chew it and you can still hear the movie. Somewhat quiet.
I would argue that, too.
She may be correct, but
tell her to shut up.
I know that when I eat popcorn, I get the look.
Yeah, and you do.
Well,
you
yeah, but you're
do
doing
you do this,
this during popcorn.
If it gets really quiet, you wait to take.
Yes.
You put it in your mouth, and you're like, I'm not going to chew because it's really quiet right now.
Yeah. Except during the previews, because the last movie I went to, every preview I went, no. Next. Sucks. I'm not going.
You really do that during previews, don't you?
And by the way, I think phones are allowed to be on during the preview.
No. No.
No.
I will walk out of here.
I will text during the preview.
No, that's an important transitional period.
Yeah, yeah.
Kostaki, hang on for 1 second. This is the Bob and Tom Show. We're live in the Napa Auto Parts studios with our NFL correspondent, Kostaki Economopoulos. Coming up, things said during sex, many of which are wildly inappropriate, apparently. Thank you, Reddit. We'll get to that shortly. We have Kostaki Economopoulos, our NFL correspondent, on the phone from New York City. Kostaki will be heading to North Dakota, coming up the 13th through the 15th. First in Jamestown at the Corner Bar, then in Minot at the Landing. Kostaki, are you still there?
I'm here.
We were talking about popcorn and the un-American way in which you don't have it at movies, which I find...
I'm disturbed.
I do think that I read somewhere that the most overpriced things in American culture are popcorn and what was it like printer's ink or something for your
sure yeah, yeah. Margins are ridiculous. I
mean, you think about it, you go to a hardware store, the popcorn's free, but at the movie it's like buying an EpiPen.
Those are expensive.
You know what, Kostaki? I don't judge you though.
I do.
Thank you.
Nope.
You're less of a man.
Wait,
what else have you got?
Popcorn at a hardware store. What are you talking about?
Oh, come on. What hardware stores do you go to?
They don't have that in New York City.
Tuesdays and Fridays, free popcorn day. What's wrong with you?
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never seen that ever.
Wow. Hey, Kostaki, what's your favorite thing to give away for Halloween?
I like chocolate bars, like a Snickers bar or something.
Nice.
Like that.
Yes, you give the big ones or you give the so-called fun size. There's
a
lie.
Yeah, the fun size, yeah, of course.
You got to do the fun size.
No, you give them the full-size candy bars. Don't jip them.
Well, not all of us are loaded.
That's very, very generous of you.
It's not a matter of being loaded.
No, Tom, that's a generous move.
But, it is a very
sweet
move.
I think
move.
Most
You're
of us
right.
do give the fun size.
Yeah, I think that's a very that's where
sweet
move.
That's where kids learn about Madison Avenue and being lied to. What's so much fun about this little shrimpy candy bar? It'd be funny if you gave me the real one.
Do your kids go home and dump it all out and then throw the stuff they don't want or put it on like the side? Like, I don't want that.
Oh,
I don't want that.
Of,
I don't want
there's
that.
There's a lot of categorizing.
Yes.
I can remember when I was little, I can remember going home with, and then you would dump it in the living room, and my father would selectively edit it, and he'd go, oh, wait a second. Oh, is that a Reese's? Those are awfully good. Could I grab one of those for the office tomorrow? There'd be some editing.
Oh, yeah. My dad would do the, he would go, you don't like those. But thankfully,
well, now,
they
Josh,
were things that I didn't.
Would your mom take all your candy and then give it back to you the next Halloween? Or is that?
I was.
He started it.
No. Yeah, you're not.
There were stories about Josh's mother apparently would raid his mail and take all of the CDs for the CD club he joined, and then she would wrap them up and give them to him for Christmas.
Yeah, to make it seem like we were getting more than we were.
After he'd sent several angry letters to the Columbia House. I'm sorry. This is supposed to be our NFL
hilarious.
Segment.
Never...
Kostaki, what else have you got in the world of football?
Well, I'd like to talk more about the Patriots losing, if you don't mind. It's such a joyful event for me. Mm-hmm. Patriots' first home shutout since 1993. Before that, the last time the Patriots were shut out was the War of 1812. That was the sword on the goalpost.
Yeah, that was a while back.
That was a big game. Patriots got a donut, and to celebrate, Rob Ryan got 12 donuts.
Now he's lost some weight.
He
right?
has a little bit, yeah.
Still best funny.
Best day in Rob Ryan's life since he was surgically separated from Rex. They were, you remember, they were born conjoined at the cheeseburger.
He's not giving that up.
That is like a walking, they're like a walking before and after picture, aren't they? I mean, like,
they're
live and in person.
In so many ways.
Yeah.
Usually if Belichick is shut out of something, it's a restaurant because they have a dress code. We don't care who you are, sir. If you want to eat at Chili's, you're going to have to find some sleeves. So the Patriots lost. Meanwhile, Tom Brady's just sitting there like a fancy couch wrapped in plastic your mom won't let you sit on. Tom Brady's only for company. The good thing, you know, Brady's back, because if Brissett got hurt this week, the Patriots would have had to play Julian Edelman at quarterback. And after that, Ben Affleck, then Marky Mark, then that guy in Good Will Hunting who doesn't like them apples. Like, it really drops off.
That is a quick decline.
A lot of Boston stuff. A lot of Boston stuff.
Yeah, we got it. I
Very
picked up
Boston.
On that.
I missed the days when they were the Boston Patriots. I like that better.
What year was that? Do you know?
Well, so,
when
let's
did they
see.
Switch? 70s?
Yeah, Jim Nance played for the Boston Patriots. I know that. I'm going to say... 78.
Are they the only?
Late?
Let's look it up. Yeah.
I'll look it up.
Are they the only thing that's not a city or a state? They must be, right? In the NFL.
In the NFL, that's a good question.
They're a regional thing.
Yeah.
Right? Yep.
They're all of Connecticut and Maine and whatever.
Right. Yeah. Vermont and.
That's good marketing.
It says Boston Patriots franchise existed in the AFL from 60 to 69.
Ah, 69. Hmm. Oh, at the merger, probably. Yeah, they went to New England. I thought it was a little later than that.
They're a good team, man. The other end of the spectrum, the Browns. Terrell Pryor said he thinks the Browns can win out. And I'm like, win out? Where? In the backyard against the neighborhood kids? What's he talking about? Terrell Pryor. Maybe he found Josh Gordon's locker room stash. Maybe that's what happened.
you're still on the Josh Gordon thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I have him in a fantasy team, and I'm so annoyed. Like, he had a year and a half of being suspended. You can't go to rehab then. Why do you got to wait till the week you're coming back?
Good point.
I don't know what he's
Poor
doing.
Poor guy.
I know. I'm really.
Hope he gets some help. I'd love to see one of these guys come back and just do great.
Yes.
Get himself cleaned up. Do great.
He's only 25. He's
Said the Cleveland Brown fan.
He's got plenty of time. He's
got
only 25.
Yeah.
I'd love to see Johnny Manziel come back and do great.
I think he will. I think we're going to have more of this story.
Okay,
right?
Good.
Not
okay.
this year, but maybe next year. We'll see.
All right.
The Jaguars are undefeated overseas this year. They rock over there. Trump says America has a trade problem, but every year we send the Jaguars to England and get money for it in return. That's a pretty good deal. Right? The Jags and Colts, is our number one export turnovers?
All right.
All right.
We're ready for the closer.
Oh, whoa.
I can listen to this all day, Kostaki.
All right, I want to close on a joke that a listener sent in. I sometimes do the Twitter joke of the day. People send me jokes on Twitter. It's fun. And once in a while, there's a really good one. I like this one. This one's about Tim Tebow, who on the first pitch of his professional baseball career hit a home run.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the Twitter joke of the day comes from Eddie Berry, who sent in, how could a guy who's never been to second base hit a home run?
Oh, nice.
That's very good. Right? Yeah.
And that leads us actually right to the Reddit topic of things said during sex.
Ah.
Before we let you go, Kostaki, do you have any? Let me give you some of the ones from Reddit.
Oh, do.
These were actual submissions. One of them was, the woman says, my dad has a camera up there, pointing up, but I don't think he has it on right now.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think you can top that. That would be very
pretty
awkward.
Hard to top for creepy.
Any awkward things come to mind in your experience, perhaps?
You know,
from
this is a true story. I was goofing around with my wife one day, and I said to her, I meant it as a compliment. I said, one of my favorite things, babe, is when I daydream something during the day, and then I come home, and it actually happens, and we're kind of laughing about that. Mm-hmm. And she did not miss a beat. She said, have you daydreamed doing the dishes?
Whoops, backfire. Okay.
You win.
Well, that wasn't sexy at all.
Not at all, no. Not at all.
Would have been better than if you had been doing the dishes, and then she came up behind you.
What I need is some positive reinforcement.
Yeah,
yes.
Did the classic guy move. Can you feel that?
Ever called the woman the wrong name?
No.
Has that happened to you?
I'm not saying.
I've done that. I haven't done that in the bedroom, but I did it during an argument, and it did not help the argument.
You didn't call her mom,
yeah.
Did you?
Oh.
Okay.
See, that's good. That's negative reinforcement for arguing. I like that.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Well, thank you, Kostaki. Once again, Kostaki, stand-up comedian and a guy that will insult your NFL team. Jamestown, North Dakota, and Minot, North Dakota, coming up.
Funny as always, Kostaki.
Thanks, Kostaki.
Thanks, guys.